Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Hi, Steve Adler. Stay home.
Plato wrote that one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors. Subversive legislation, illegal votes, destroyed ballots, machine glitches, poll watchers denied entry while windows are blocked with cardboard, and thousands of sworn affidavits. While covering up the biggest flood of election fraud evidence in U.S. history, CNN admits to taking orders from the Democrat Party. The two-party system was a product of the Civil War and devolved into a rigged two-party system set upon destroying our American birthright from within, using election fraud as its primary method of infiltration. Strong evidence of voter fraud in favor of George W. Bush occurred in 2000, and after Al Gore got the Florida courts to order a recount, the Supreme Court put a stop to it after determining the recount to be unconstitutional. What makes you think the Supreme Court will rule in favor of Trump? Attorney General William Barr seems to be defending the corrupt establishment. How many actual patriots are there in the Trump administration? And if Biden is inaugurated as president in January, we already know what to expect. While vacationing in Cabo, Austin Mayor Adler told residents to stay home.
Trying to do contact tracing to see if we may have to close things down if we're not careful. If we're going to be closing things down, it would be great to be able to do it in a really surgical way. Pfizer today said that they think they have a vaccine, but know that even when those vaccines are available, the CEO of Pfizer was reminding us that we're going to be wearing masking and social distancing and being disciplined well into 2021, so everybody just needs to get mentally prepared for that.
L.A. residents have been ordered to stay in their homes. Michigan Governor Whitmer tells her constituents not to travel for Christmas. An American couple was charged with second-degree reckless endangerment for attempting to fly home after testing positive for COVID-19. And a bar owner was arrested in Staten Island for simply trying to run his own business. We have been told by several doctors that the testing being used for COVID doesn't work, including the inventor of the test himself. And when the Pfizer vaccine comes, we can expect the real horror. A top EU scientist has found that the new experimental mRNA vaccine will likely cause sterilization in women. The globalist depopulation agenda is now in full view, and the actual end of America is now seen on the horizon. If you care about the future of the Republic, if you care about preserving your children's birthright, then get yourself to Washington, D.C. this Saturday. This is when the real draining of the swamp begins.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun. We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red,
Join together this Saturday in D.C. Stop the steal and drain the swamp. Our lives depend on it.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products. And then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday transmission. You can see the U.S. Capitol, a true work of Western culture, architecture behind us, absolutely gorgeous. We are very, very blessed and honored to be here with you today, coming to you from Washington, D.C. Owen Schroyer is just literally 300, 400 yards behind me, right down there, where they're just now starting to close off around the stage. Just an hour ago, it was not roped off. You go right up to the stage. Now they've roped it off down to the big Christmas tree, so he's had to move back. We're going to go to him coming up here in just a few minutes. But I want you to understand something. This is the biggest broadcast I've ever done. And, again, 27 years ago, I never said that for a few years. Then we'd have a big event. I'd say, this is the biggest show I've ever done. I might say that once a year. The last 6 months or 8 months or so, you've noticed I've been saying it every day. Because each show gets more insane because there's more incredible information. So let me just announce this to you right now, okay? Let me announce this to you right now. I'm going to say it again. Sydney Morning Herald, BBC, Reuters, AP, they're having to admit that the entire national vaccine program and the martial law and the lockdowns and the attempts at forced inoculation has been suspended because the individuals that take the vaccine are coming up positive for HIV. Or the virus that they say causes AIDS. It's a little more complex than that. But remember, we said that back in February. We said that back in March. We said that back in April. We said that back in May, back in June, back in July, back in August, back in September, back in October, back in November. Why do we say that basically every day? I'd come on air and I'd say, all the other news is important. And, oh, a black guy got shot by cops that shouldn't have, but that's a diversion to cover up the real genocide by the very globalists doing it. All the other news pales in significance, ladies and gentlemen. All of it pales in significance to the top scientists in India and all these other countries, including Australia. Australia, 8 months ago, confirmed the Indian Institute that has CRISPR's editors. And we're talking billion-dollar software, ladies and gentlemen, billion-dollar software. To scan these viruses with electron microscopes. And they said it has the HIV virus delivery system in it. We said, now, we don't know that means it gives you HIV. Now we have Wolfgang Wudar's reports, the EU Commission reports. We now have all these other scientists coming out in his same report, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, the head medical officer, the guy that actually ran it, the vice president, saying, we don't know what this vaccine does. It doesn't even help you with COVID-19. But we looked at similar vaccines that have been approved for animals, and they're designed to sterilize animals. And just type in anti-fertility vaccines in animals, anti-fertility vaccines in humans. They've got anti-fertility vaccines where you can just put it into a fish tank, a fish, and it sterilizes them. Okay, so these are passive vaccines, too. They can spray them on you. But they metaphysically need you to be conned, believe it, and then take you and your daughter and your sons in to have it done. So Dr. Francis Boyle is a very busy professor. He wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty. But I called him this morning, and I said, this is an emergency. If you have to cancel students, which he's never done, we need you to get on the air, because he was the first to expose the HIV insertion point. And so here's the only lie in the media. They say false positives for HIV. That's the headlines. False positives for HIV. What does that mean? The test for HIV comes up positive because this is five viruses and its main system is a coronavirus with an HIV delivery virus, and then they've got these three other viruses packed on. Okay? So the magnitude of this is so incredible, so insane, and you've got them pushing it, saying no one gets hurt, and then boom, Australia cancels their inoculation program because people are getting sick. I forgot that part. England cancels it and says, do not give it to women, pregnant women, old people are getting killed by it, people under 16, or if you have an autoimmune disorder, or if you have allergies. You know, the media said pregnant women, people with allergies, and under 16. I actually read the British report, the advisory board to the British government, and the British government stopped. They said, you understand, this is not protecting people. It's causing cytokine storms, and people are collapsing and having convulsions. A large percentage. That's why Gates said, oh, it's not an adverse response if you have a convulsion and bite your tongue off. And that's just what happens when you take it. Most people have a convulsion at home, or they wake up 2 days after they go to sleep with blood on the brain and their IQ reduced. Folks, this is a bioweapon, just like Dr. Boyle said earlier this week. Just like all these top scientists who have a soul, prestigious scientists are saying, this doesn't protect you. This is dangerous. This is evil. But let's play the sicko, Michael Moore, who pitches racial division and corruption and America's bad and capitalism's bad because he wants to get control of people. And he's saying brown people are being murdered everywhere by the police and white people. Well, 14 black men on average a year get killed wrongly by police. That's a problem, but it's on the list. It isn't there. How many black men kill black men in Chicago a year? 2,000. Nobody cares about that. So Michael Moore and the left says they want Black Lives Matter, says they care about black people, so they control the black movement or any other movement to oppose them. They claim they own the representation of black people. They claim they own the representation of everybody. And so that's why the very group, Bill and Melinda Gates, the UN, pushing forced inoculation of Africans, and the very group saying, even have a clip of Fauci saying, give the vaccine to black people first. They are underadvantaged, and COVID hits them harder. Now we know, why does COVID hit black people harder? Because it has the HIV delivery system, and black people are more susceptible to HIV. My God, it's hiding in plain view. Then he says he'll give you a vaccine that's actually the weapon. But they don't want to release it in general because they don't want to kill certain groups of people. So they want you to opt in to go, well, I'm black, so I deserve this first. Like they've got this wonderful thing you want, and you go do this to yourself. In fact, we have a clip, too, of Fauci saying that. We have Fauci also saying Trump will be challenged by a big viral outbreak. But my God, have the wheels come off on this? They can't hide this stuff anymore. So they don't know what to do. But here's Michael Moore. Then we'll go to Owen Schroeder next segment. Here's Michael Moore about how the black people are all being murdered by the local governments and police, and we need to overthrow things and have communism because they just love the black people so much. Here he is.
We've had a year where the absolute worst president ever, and it happened this year, with a once-in-a-century pandemic, it happened this year, and with an uprising over the nonstop killing of our black and brown citizens in this country, and that people finally said, that's enough. I mean, this has been, it's been a powerful, and it's been a revolting year.
Oh, the record black people being killed, like the UN's own admission that 2 million people have already starved to death, mainly in Africa, from the lockdowns, not the virus. So, but that's real people dying. I don't care what color they are. That's real people dying. But Michael Moore is there. Oh, we got rid of Trump because of his racism. What a sick joke. Let's play a clip of Louis Farrakhan. What was this, 10 months ago? Early on, he said, do not take the vaccine. it will sterilize you or it will kill you. And remember, Howard Stern made fun of me 2 weeks ago. Jones claims there's HIV in the vaccine. We have Howard Stern saying that, because I did say that. I'll have the crew to go find the clip. You heard me say it 1,000 times. But Howard Stern made fun of me about it. Think about that. And now it's confirmed, HIV, just like the top scientist told you. Here's Louis Farrakhan.
Do not take their medications. I say to those of us in America, we need to call a meeting of our skilled virologists, epidemiologists, students of biology and chemistry. And we need to look at not only what they give us, we need to give ourselves something better.
All right, let's stop there. You can say what you want about Farrakhan. That's totally true. We need scientists to stand up together and expose what this is. Owen Schroyer coming up. Remember, the COVID-19...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise, to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What an incredible day on this December 11th transmission. The Capitol right behind me. Owen Schroyer is literally 300, 400 yards below me, right down there in front of the Capitol where they are building the stage. And the system is telling us to ensconce and install Joe Biden. But I tell you, the wheels are coming off. We now know what we already knew, that Bill Barr was concealing the Southern District of New York's criminal investigation of Joe Biden, his brother, and, of course, his son. That article's at InfoWars.com. Huge developments. Again, the wheels are coming off. I'm not somebody that puts out positive news to just put out positive news. I'm not Joel Olstein. Nothing is Joel Olstein. I'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. But this fight is not over. It's just beginning. And I don't see how they ever put Biden in. With this isn't like Russia, where there was no proof of Trump. With China, that's all we've got is proof. So, Owen, you're down there. You've been talking to folks, been doing some interviews. You're right there at the inauguration point. The globalists want the executive branch. They want the nuclear codes. That is, the whole world's eyes are pointed right at January 20th, and that point and that stage being built right behind you, my friend.
Well, that's right, Alex. And in fact, you're hearing a lot of people say now, including President Trump, his legal team, Republicans in Congress, everybody who's trying to stop this theft of our election and rig our election systems, you're hearing them say what? The world is watching. Well, guess where they heard that first? Right here at InfoWars. And it's accurate. The world is watching. The whole world wants to know that in America, we're still the leaders of the free world, setting the example for the rest of the world. And if they see that Joe Biden, the most corrupt criminal mafia gangster, one of the top in U.S. political history, can be inserted in a total hack, theft, steal of our election, then that will just demoralize the whole world for human individual liberties. And it will just be a cascading domino effect, the centralized power, the one world government, medical tyranny. Whereas if we can get Trump back in, it's again a total repudiation of the mainstream news, the centralized world government, the medical tyranny, all of it. But Alex, you said something that I'm not hearing anybody else point out that I filed a report on earlier. The inauguration stage is being built behind me. I don't know how close it is to being finished there, but you can see the scaffolding, you can see the bleachers, you can see the people working. Alex, it's interesting. Why would they be building the inauguration stage when Joe Biden and his campaign team have said they are not going to do an inauguration? They have said they're not doing an inauguration, and they're going to have a virtual inauguration because they say because of COVID, but really it's because they know nobody will
show up. Owen, stay there. I am staggered right now. I hadn't mentioned this. I was up here with you an hour ago before we went down there, before we went live on there an hour and a half ago, saying, wow, I wonder who'll be on that stage. And we were like, yeah, you know, it's funny. Biden says he's not doing one. And now you just made the 2+2=4 point. Why the hell, if Biden isn't doing an inauguration, are they building it? Because they know it's really still in question. That is a huge national story you just broke there with, again, common sense. That's incredible, Owen.
Yes, Alex, we just followed the report. It's up at band.video right now. But nobody else is going to, you know, think about these things or put two and two together, honestly, because most people just don't watch for all the signs and symbols and developments like we do here at InfoWars. But it is a question. It does beg the question. If Biden is already in, if Biden's the big guy, if they're going to inaugurate him, well, why build the stage? Why are we wasting the manpower? Why are we wasting the time? Why are we doing all this? He's not even going to use the stage. And by the way, nobody would show up. We know it, just like at his events. I mean, what are they going to do, Alex? Are they going to have the little umbrella or the little circles, the little hula hoops, little 6 feet circles, and people can all stand around and play with one another with their masks on and everything? So they're not going to do that. So why would they be building this stage? You know, if you wanted to do deeper research, you find out, well, who told them to do that? Did President Trump say, no, you're doing this? Did Congress say, no, you're doing this? This is where
exactly.
Congress
this
works,
is so. A huge national story. Biden is on record saying no inauguration. virtual inauguration. It's all this big globalist takeover, AI takeover, big tech takeover. So why are they building the inauguration stage when Biden says he's not coming? This is incredible. In fact, what's the headline on the video you put out? This is so sensational, D.C. building Trump's inauguration stage. D.C. knows Trump is going to be this is huge.
Yeah, the headline was something like that, like breaking. Trump announces he's won and builds his own inauguration stage. But it doesn't stop there, Alex, because remember, they had Podesta and Hillary Clinton running the fake inauguration of Joe Biden, where they said, oh, well, we're just going to have an inauguration anyway. So we could see this.
By the way, let's go back. Pelosi leaked that 4 months ago. She said, it's not about geography. We'll just have it someplace else. It doesn't matter what he does. As if they'd already wargamed all this out. When Trump wins at the Supreme Court, if he does, and they throw out they'll still say Biden, and we're right back to what they planned. Oh, my God. They've looked at every damn angle, Owen.
It's the total Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob, peak level moment. Where they lost legitimately and Trump won, but then even in the steal, even in the theft, even in the fake news, they lost. And Trump will have an inauguration. There'll be another million plus people here, just like they were in 2016, and they'll have a fake virtual digital inauguration for Biden.
You know what they'll do? They'll have a digital one and say that we're there for Trump. They'll say that we're there to support Biden. That's why everyone must wear solid red. Red, just red hats, red shirts, red pants, brother. Because you know what they'll do. They'll say, look, even though Biden didn't have the inauguration, there's his fans all wearing red.
Don't forget, Alex, these are the same people that stood in front of burning buildings with people getting beaten behind them saying this is a peaceful protest. So, let me do my best CNN impression here. Oh, well, I'm out in front of the Capitol, but there's no inauguration stage being built and Christmas is canceled. So as you can see, there's no Christmas tree, there's no inauguration stage, and Biden won, and we're going to have a virtual digital inauguration for Joe Biden, and this is Clown Schroyer for CNN. So that's what they'll do. They'll say, oh, this isn't happening. Oh, Trump didn't get a record number of votes. Oh, a million people didn't show up for Trump's inauguration. Oh, millions didn't show up again in November 2020 or December 2020. No, it just didn't happen. We didn't get a million votes at 3:30 a.m. in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia to all magically for Biden. No, we didn't break the law to make sure Biden went in. No, we didn't rewrite the law to make sure we could have all these illegal ballots. None of it happened, Alex, and it's peaceful protest. It's $2 billion worth of damage at peaceful protests in the summer of 2020. The good news is, though, there's already people out here wearing Trump hats. There's already people getting into D.C., so it's going to be another big weekend, and the media can try to continue to ignore it. But eventually the chickens are going to come home to roost. In fact, we're going to march right to CNN's doorstep tomorrow morning to let them know how we feel.
That's right. 9 a.m. Where are we meeting? We're going to march over there. Then we're going to be part of all these big events. And I appreciate the listeners supporting us because the listeners, they'll pay for some of the stages here. So these other groups and organizations can be involved because they didn't have the money to do it. So we appreciate the listeners bankrolling this. So remember, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and I've got Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, co-author of the U.N. Weapons Law. He first said it had HIV in it, the vaccine. He's on for two segments. But as I've watched the last few hours, they're sort of closing off the area. I'd like you to go get some closer footage and file more reports on the imaginary phantom Trump inauguration stage that doesn't exist. And I'd like to come back to you at the start of the next hour, maybe with a live feed. Because I know they put up a fence, but you can still go up the road up until they stop you or whatever to try to show as much of the stage that doesn't exist as you can. So can you join us again in about 30 minutes, Owen?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Owen Schroyer, again, Biden has said, look it up, he's not having an inauguration. Why are they building the inauguration stage? This is crazy. This is an incredible point. This isn't like magic cues and stuff. This is like, boom. There's the stage. Trump says he's being inaugurated. Wow, this is insane. We'll be back with Dr. Francis Boyle. Remember, HIV is in your COVID vaccine. HIV is in the 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 COVID vaccine. War.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. And if you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWars, if you want to stop the globalists at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others to do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money, and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be bored right now with what's happening. I've got hundreds of stories, dozens of video clips, so much huge election news. There's hawks, red-tailed hawks, I'm here in D.C. on this rooftop, that are like doing a mating dance, going in circles and grabbing talons and screeching above us. We got some HD footage of it. This is just insane. I don't know, dude, but maybe wheel that camera over to show the red-tailed hawks. I'm not making this up. This is a pretty magic day. And D.C. has some good energy right now, because word is there's like a couple hundred thousand patriots already here.
and I can't go into CVS. I can't go into, where's that clothing place we went in? Marshall's? I forgot tennis shoes like an idiot. I like packing 30 seconds like a monkey just grabbing stuff, throwing it in my double bag. I mean, just fans everywhere, folks, which again shows humanity's awake, humanity's involved, humanity's engaged. And do you know what most of the people that came up to me and shook my hand said? They said, Alex Jones, you woke me up. Well, it's not about Alex Jones, but if you want to excite me, don't thank me. Just say I woke you up. Because, God, look at that hawk. It's dive bombing again. Look at that, dive bombing. They just, all I'm saying is, you can wake others up. It's a chain reaction. We've got to do this together. We've got to do it together now. We can do it. We don't have a choice. We must do it. Now, let me just put this out there. I don't put this on air to act cool or act like, oh, I'm great. No, I wish I had billions of dollars. Like Soros, I would really defeat the globalists with your help. We'd do it together. But some of these groups wanted to put on events, and they didn't have money to get the stages. And so we helped a couple of the groups, $30,000 here, some money there. That's what it costs to get the stages. You have to have a certain amount of police that come out for it. And you can say that violates the First Amendment or whatever, but I get it. D.C. has to spend money, you know, to fund some of this stuff. You can certainly protest on the side of the street by yourself if you want, but if you want to block off a major mall, something like the Lincoln Memorial or whatever, you know, I get there's some money involved. One group we helped fund had already spent, a Christian group, $100,000 getting some of these stages. Look at that hawk right above us. Red tail hawk. Look at that. Amazing. So I just want to get it once because, you know, it's like super far off. People are like, oh, yeah, not a big deal. See, earlier they were like, look at this. She's right here. This is amazing. Anyways, I'm digressing here. I just want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for your prayers. And I want you to understand the historic point we're at. And there's no other media institution like InfoWars that will break stuff right when we get it. You know, I paid a major investigative team to go investigate the SEC filings because the White House asked me to, of the communist Chinese and Dominion. We broke exclusive documents 2 weeks ago that are now all over the news. Time and time again, we initiate the story when no one else will. And then it becomes a chain reaction because others are scared to do it. It's important for us to take the blame, take the hit, hit the barbed wire. We're shock troops. That's why keeping us in the fight is so incredibly critical. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, as I was saying earlier. Get the fish oil, get the X2, get the Vazo Beats, get the Ultimate Turmeric Bodies. It's back in stock. Alpha Power sold out for a year. It's back in stock with all those great patented ingredients that are so good. Your stamina and libido for men and women. And make that the place you do some of your Christmas shopping. So instead of shopping at Amazon where they fund the New World Order and world government, you're shopping someplace that's trying to empower a human future. So please do your Christmas shopping or some of your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Water filters, air filters, they're all there. They're the highest quality. I mean, we sell air filters that are four-stage HIPAA filters that leading competitors are $500, $600, and ours is $200 because we just don't put the giant markup in there, and it's just as good. Does it have a stainless steel body? No, it's a plastic body. But you're getting the same unit, the same great system for a fraction of the price. All of it make amazing gifts. Like I said, everybody is a stocking stuffer. Everybody should get the blocket pockets we have with the Faraday cages that are $19.95. They sell this exact same unit, minus the InfoWars logo on it, for $29.95 all day on Amazon because people want it, 300% markup. We're buying them for $11, sell them to you for $19.95. Everybody get them. They've been sold out for months. InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds our operation. With all the stuff going on, boost your immune system. That's how you're protected from all this stuff. You've got to have essential things. So vitamin mineral fusion, winter sun, X2, X3 are essential. Our BioTrue selenium, all of these products. People are buying Prostagard. Women are buying it because it's good for all your glands. It's got all the key vitamins, all the key minerals for your immune system and the saw palmetto. So InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I appreciate him coming on short notice. It's just an emergency situation. He's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that is current law. He prosecuted international war criminals at the UN, at The Hague, like Slobodan Milosevic. So he's the highest level international lawyer. And it's not about bragging. You need to know his curriculum vitae. He went through the special PhD at Harvard that only a few globalists a year like Kissinger go through. He was vetted for that, but he exposed it and basically infiltrated it. He helped. His law became UN law to a great extent. He came out in February and said, the gene coding of this is HIV delivery system, and now top scientists have come out, major universities have confirmed it, and the Australian government has suspended the vaccines because people are testing positive for HIV. They're going, oh, it's a false positive. It doesn't matter. It recognizes the HIV delivery system. And so he joins us for this segment, the next, a longer segment coming up. Dr. Boyle, you've got the floor, only a few minutes here, I know. Tell us how big this is. For me, this is huge, to have them suspend the vaccine that you called a bioweapon 3 days ago here on air and warn the world not to take. Now, England is suspending the shots for under 16, for pregnant women, for those that have allergies. It looks like the wheels are coming off this very, very quickly, Dr. Boyle.
Yes, Alex, and I want to thank you very much for having me on. And I agree with you. We are in an existential crisis, just as human beings and American citizens. I have read the accounts of what happened out there in Australia, and I will give you my analysis for what it's worth. Namely, this is a domestic, they call it a vaccine. The notion that these were false positives, I find a cover story. I think they were giving people HIV in these Franken shots. As I've discussed with you before, COVID-19 has HIV DNA genetically engineered right into it. And that was accomplished by the Wuhan BSL-4, which is China's Fort Detrick, sending a scientist down to Australia to work with the Australian Health Board on DNA genetically engineering the HIV into SARS. We've discussed this before. I produced that article. You'll put it on there. And notice here the statement coming out is by the director of the Australian Health Board. Right. That's the exact same people who DNA genetically engineered HIV into SARS that was taken back to the Wuhan BSL-4, China's Fort Detrick, and turned into COVID-19. I think what happened here, and oh, by the way, the Five Eyes intelligence agencies agreed with me on that assessment of the situation, and Five Eyes includes the Australian intelligence. They leaked that memorandum to the Australian news media.
And by the way, Dr. Boyle, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it isn't about bragging how you were so right. People need to know this is deadly serious. How were you the first to lay out this entire scenario that the Five Eyes later confirmed? Your scenario has now been confirmed. How did you do that?
Well, let me then say that even Rupert Murdoch's Sky News there in Australia had me on the next Sunday for about 10 minutes to discuss this live on Australian TV.
That's right. The wheels are coming off. Stay there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
They're building the inauguration stage for Trump. Biden has said he's not going to have inaugurations. I don't know what's going on. We're here covering it live. Owen Schroyer pops back in next hour. I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls. But Dr. Francis Boyle was just on national television in Australia. They've been doing a pretty good job in Australia exposing that COVID came out of Wuhan, exposing this, though their government's been very oppressive and trying to do forced inoculations and things. Their media has been some of the best we've been covering. I didn't know that Dr. Boyle had just been on there exposing this, but I just knew that he was the guy first saying this has HIV delivery system. It may give you HIV. And I mean, you can pull those interviews up 10 months ago, and now it's in the news. They've suspended the national vaccine program of this mRNA vaccine because, I'm going to quote this again, people are testing positive for HIV. So to get into the meat and potatoes, doctor, of what we know and how big this is and why suddenly England's saying, okay, don't give it to children, don't give it to pregnant women, don't give it to people that have allergic responses. Why would they release it on accident or on purpose, have all this happen, and then cause a huge problem and get everybody sick? It's a PR disaster for Bill Gates, but they just keep, well, I know you're a lawyer and a scientist, you know, a researcher. You want to just go off the facts. So you've got the floor. I'll shut up. But this is just mind-boggling watching this happen.
Right, Alex. Let me go back then to what I think happened in Australia. I'm only operating on the news media reports, but this Australian health board here that supervises, they knew exactly what they were doing. And when it comes to the development of a biological weapon, you need two elements. First, you need the offensive agent itself, which they helped the Wuhan BSL-4 develop. And then that's COVID-19. And then you need a vaccine. And what they do then is that they take the biological warfare weapon, in this case COVID-19, with the HIV DNA genetically engineered that they did, and then they reverse engineer it. They do reverse DNA engineering to try to create a vaccine. And I believe that is why then the HIV is in the so-called vaccine, that they reverse engineered the COVID.
Well, of course, COVID-19's got HIV in it, so they made a vaccine, it's got it in it, and so now you take it, you test positive HIV, exactly.
Right, and that's what happened with this. We have to understand there are different vaccines in operation here. So I think this was reverse engineering of the biological warfare weapon that the Australian Health Board helped the Wuhan BSL-4 manufacture, because they knew exactly what they were doing, and it failed. They ended up giving people HIV. So there it is. Now, as for
I agree. In the whole history of Tuskegee experiment and Joseph Mengele, this is already ranking way up there. I mean, you're the leading bioweapons expert on law. I mean, you're recognized. For losers, like when it comes to law, what the prosecution is, you put it in the U.S. law, death penalty. I mean, this rises to Tuskegee level, doesn't it already? This is insane.
Oh, it far exceeds, as we see here in the United States, 3,000 people died yesterday. So this is worse than the Spanish flu virus of 1918. But let me come then to the what's going on in the U.K., they, too, gave even this emergency use authorization that was completely worthless, just as worthless as the emergency use authorization they gave to British troops on those experimental anthrax and botulin vaccines that gave the British troops the Gulf War syndrome. And I helped blow the whistle on that nationally in the TV4 Dirty War documentary. What happened then here, it's very clear that it's coming out now that these are Frankenshots, that the emergency use authorization the British gave is even more worthless than ours. The two healthcare workers, they say, well, they were allergic, and this was an allergic reaction. It wasn't the vaccines. But, you know, that's another cover story, Alex. It's hard to believe that two professional healthcare workers with such severe allergies that they have to take EpiPen, that they have to carry EpiPens, would take a vaccine like this. I think it's just a cover story. I think what we saw in those two cases were healthcare workers who had a severe reaction to these messenger RNA.
Well, I mean, no doubt, Dr. Boylan, I could go for hours, but you've got to leave soon. Big picture here. How devastating is this for the system that they have to admit this is causing positive HIV tests, which they tried to cover up, is inside this COVID-19. So, of course, the vaccine has to have COVID-19 in it, so it's got HIV. This is like galactic-level wheels off, exploding, falling apart. I mean, I guess they just hope that this is a blip on the radar. No, this is spreading like wildfire.
Well, as I said, there are different vaccines involved here with different biotechnologies behind them. As far as I could tell, what happened there in Australia was reverse engineering of the COVID-19 biological warfare.
No, we get it. A vaccine is an attenuated version of what we're fighting. So yeah, how do they get away with this?
Well, let me go back, though, to the British case. So with these two healthcare workers, their reaction was so severe that apparently they had to be resuscitated. In other words, they would have died without the resuscitation. And now the British government is recommending that Franken shots not be administered unless resuscitation facilities are available.
That's right. You've got to be in an emergency room to take this. It's so dangerous.
That's correct. And in Britain, they have prioritized people over 80. This is pursuant to Boris Johnson's philosophy, herd immunity, which, as we discussed before, is really the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters that was condemned at Nuremberg. And as we know, in Britain, their elite have believed in this. They've been eugenicists.
Oh, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, they want to kill everybody. They say it.
They were collaborators with the Nazis. We know Edward the Seventh had to abdicate. And the first person he went to visit was Adolf Hitler.
Edward VIII, the King of England, yeah.
Right. So the British ruling class over there, they were all pro-Nazi. And only when the war broke out did that turn around, and including the royal household. So I'm afraid that's what we're seeing, yes. And I'm afraid these Franken shots are just going to go through British nursing homes again and kill everyone off, certainly.
Well, Dr. Boyle, I can only say, and I know you don't care about accolades or praise, you have called this from day one, get rid of old people, bioweapon, gain of function, HIV. You called it exactly as it was, I guess, from deep research and just being a bioweapons legal expert, you read everything. I know you got to go, but if you can do five more minutes, we got to go. Understand? We got to go to break for 2 minutes here. We've got about a minute and a half. What should be done about this? Shouldn't all the vaccines be halted? Trump's warp speed is a horrible idea. Shouldn't now with this happening? Yeah.
First of all, everyone should refuse to take these Franken shots, and if they are people try to force them on you, you say no. These violate the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation applied to the Nazis, and it would violate international criminal law, and I have a basic human right under international criminal law not to take these Franken shots, and I am not going to take them. That's the most important thing to do now. That is why when you asked me a half hour ago to come out here on an emergency basis, I'm here. I think that's the most important thing now to stop these shots. Yes.
I mean, I agree. I don't know how they would. The good news is they're backing off because it's so dangerous. The bad news is who's in control that they are just doing stuff like this that's so reckless? What is the impetus behind it? Well, why do they cook all this up? We'll do five more minutes with Dr. Boyle, then he's got to go. I want to ask him, why does he think Bill Gates and the globalists are doing this? Because everyone hates them now. They're like the devil. I mean, but it seems like they're just driven. They're committed. Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and co-author to all the U.N. laws, is our guest. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll do five more minutes with him. And Owen Stroyer is down here in front of the Capitol. We'll be talking to him. He's just right down below me right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.